The third kind of intrusive energy that we work with is actually an intrusive entity, which is a disincarnate spirit, the spirit of somebody who has died. And these can be of two types. Oftentimes, they're one of our own former lives, a previous lifetime that has awakened from the unconscious and is vying for neurological space with our own current incarnation, a previous lifetime of ours that has been stirred up and that needs to be put back to rest. And the second kind is a spirit of a deceased person, generally a relative that died traumatically, unconsciously, and that is gravitating to the nearest and most psychically open relative. In the same way that if you have an automobile accident near a second cousin of yours that you may not be very close to, you will go knock at their door and they'll take you in at least long enough to clean you up and get you out again. Well, this spirit will gravitate to a loved one who happens to be very, very spiritually or psychically open and attach themselves to that person. When my last book, Shaman, Healer, Sage, was about to be released, Random House flew me to New York to pitch the book to their national sales force. And my 10 minutes were right after lunch, and I was speaking to their top salespeople that sell to the Barnes and Nobles, to the Borders, and they were falling asleep and not interested in Shaman, Healer, Sage. They were interested in another Mars and Venus book. And in the middle of my talk, this man walks into the room, and suddenly everybody starts looking at him, and he raises his hand and he speaks to the group and he says, "You know, I ordinarily do not come to these meetings. And you also know that I have had a drinking problem for the last 10 years. And I went to see one of Dr. Violdo's graduates. I had two sessions with her. That was 3 months ago. And I've not had a drop of alcohol since. And I've lost my craving for alcohol. This stuff really works. Thank you very much." And suddenly everybody was interested. So meanwhile, I'm asking myself, what happened? Because addictions are very complex. And as soon as my talk is finished, I call our graduate and ask her, "What did you do?" And she explained that this man, who was one of the heads of Random House, came to her office, white limousine outside, walked in through her front door, and walking in behind him was his father's spirit. His father had died 10 years earlier and had been an alcoholic his entire life and had become attached to his son, who now had developed his symptoms. And I asked her, "What did you do?" And she said, "I helped his father to die, to make his way consciously back to the spirit world." And as soon as the entity, in this case the father, was extracted, he was able to change his drinking habit. But before that, it had been impossible. We had a priest in our training programs who said to me one time, "We do the same thing. We call it an exorcism." And I said to him, "Yes, the difference being that you toss Uncle Harvey back out into the dark. And in the shamanic traditions, we learn that we have to heal that spirit as well, because it's very frequently a loved one who's been caught between the worlds in a nightmare that they can't wake up from. Many times not even realizing that they're dead." I had a client who came to see me a few months ago, and I see her every 6 months in a preventive basis. And she walks in the door and she says to me, "The witch is dead. Finally, the witch is dead." And I go, "Who's the witch?" She's my mother. "Finally, thank God, she's dead. I'm done with her." And walking in right behind her was her mother's spirit. And I turned and said to her, "She may not be here anymore, but now she's with you 24/7. So there's no amount of talk therapy that will resolve a case of a spirit intrusion, or even of an intrusive energy that has penetrated the luminous energy field and is making us toxic. This can only be addressed through an extraction.